From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, one of New Jersey's leading congressional leaders has secured federal money aimed at improving security and combating rising anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and hate crimes across the Garden State. Congressman Josh Gottheimer says that anti-Semitic incidents doubled in the last year.
As we are seeing right now in far too many of our neighborhoods and outside religious institutions and on college campuses, anti-Semitism is surging. And there's not even an attempt to hide it.
Nearly $5 million will be going to 34 nonprofit organizations. Gottheimer says there are a mix of mosques, churches, religious schools, and community centers which will receive the funds. New Jersey lawmakers are considering a bill that would bar certain offshore wind project charges from being collected from ratepayers. State Senator Holly Shepesy introduced the bill last week. It states that the Board of Public Utilities will require ratepayers to pay or repay any costs associated with subsidies for qualified offshore wind projects. Right now, those projects can sell renewable energy certificates to electric power suppliers, which are funded through ratepayer surcharges. A state trooper died during a training exercise, according to officials. The death of 8-year trooper Marcellus Bethea was announced Sunday night. The AG's office says he was training to join the state's elite teams unit when he passed at the state police headquarters in Ewing. A man left paralyzed by a crash is taking a player for the New York Jets to court.
Livingston man Steven Gilbert was unable to move his arms or right leg as a result of a crash in Florham Park involving Jets cornerback Brandon Echols 2 years ago. New video from the New York Post shows the shocking moment the Dodge Charger Hellcat, driven by Echols, rammed into Gilbert's BMW and ran it off the road. A new lawsuit filed on behalf of Gilbert accuses Echols of driving recklessly. It also says the New York Jets are liable for the crash, claiming the team was negligent in its hiring and supervision of Echols. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Tomorrow will be nicer outside, right? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There might be a stray shower early on tonight. So the vast majority of the area, though, will be dry. We'll have clouds giving way to some clearing later on. Low temperatures tonight in the mid-50s. Warmer but less humid tomorrow with intervals of clouds and sunshine. High temperature tomorrow pretty close to 80. It will be closer to 70 at the shore. A shower or thunderstorm in spots late tomorrow night, low near 60. Then a very warm day Wednesday with clouds and some sun and a stray thunderstorm, high 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Weather brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Trust P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews, and they back all new roofs. With their famous lifetime guarantee on materials and labor, they can install most roofs in just one day. Visit TrustPJ.com to schedule your free consultation.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.